tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I try to add some harmony, but it didn't work. I'm not Toni Moore, y'all. Hey, what's up, guys? We're here for another reclap of your favorite, well, one of your favorite dance shows on TV. This is Dance Moms Season 4, Episode 29, 45 Seconds Solo. I'm your host, Francisco Thurston. I'm back, and tonight I am joined by the beautiful ladies to my left.
Take it away.
Hey, guys, I'm Lexi Hamaspar.
And hello, everyone. I'm Candace Camacho.
And we don't have Toni Moore tonight. He'll be back next week. Does anybody know what he's up to?
No,
just very brief.
Yeah.
It's just that he wouldn't be here tonight.
Yes.
He's taking a seat.
He found a seat and had a seat, and he's having
a glass of wine.
Obviously, it's really comfortable because he's going to be gone the whole night.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it's okay. We'll miss you, Toni.
We love you.
He'll be back next week. So this episode, lots happening. It is dance concert week. And from my own experience, dance concert weeks are really crazy. And we see it's very true as well for these girls.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure is on.
So many numbers, like 20 numbers for each girl. So they have to like go back and, you know, review all of those numbers plus what they're learning now.
Yeah, and I can only imagine they learn these routines within a week and then they move on and then they go to another dance and they don't revisit those dances. So
I wouldn't think it was in their, like, long-term memory. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be in mine anyway, but
it seems like cramming for an exam in college, you, like, remember everything and then you forget it. So it's impressive that they can just bring it all back to memory.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it because you have usually all year you do these dances and you rehearse and you go to competitions and you're just doing them consistently, and now they have to pull it
20
out.
20 is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of steps.
And it's a lot of pressure to remember everything and execute everything.
Yeah, and more pressure this time because Abby's mom's name is attached to this recital. It's all in memorial of her mom, and it's, you know, it's in celebration of her dancing career.
Right.
So the pressure is extremely.
Her career was amazing. I mean, she started in Miami and opened some studios, and then she opened a ton more in the suburbs of Pittsburgh. So her mom was a very impressive and legendary dance teacher.
Yeah. Very nice dance teacher.
Very nice. Which confuses me, because I don't know where Abby got her aggressive side
from. If she had that as a role model, I mean, I'm not sure, but I was just thinking about how much that we use the word pressure. That's like the theme of everything.
Because they are dance moms.
Every week, this is your time to show her. Every week, you're under a lot of pressure.
It's true, though.
Yeah,
There's so much pressure on these kids.
Very true.
That's what I was wondering. Abby said it at the end of the episode. I'm jumping ahead just a little bit just for this thing. But she says, you know, she created a lot of happiness in the world, and I can't say the same thing for myself.
I thought that was so funny.
And it's true.
Yeah. So true.
Very fitting.
Very fitting.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, at least you know that, so you can embrace
and
it.
And acknowledge it.
I guess she'll have, like, a really, like, fancy casket at her funeral, but I don't know if there's going to be, like, anybody there.
Just a few moms, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Cameron's back, though.
Yeah,
Cameron's
she is.
Back. And the moms are, well, Christy is
hot to trot over
hot
that.
To trot. As I would be too, you know, the whole thing that happened, and it was an understanding that if they got beat, it was goodbye, goodbye, and now Cameron's back. So what's up with that?
Well, here's the thing is, I mean, it's like what Abby has said all along, and not that I love Abby or stick up for her all the time, but she is in charge. And so at the end of the day, if she wants to break the rules,
There are rules to break.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that Cameron is a fantastic dancer, mm-hmm. and she's. I mean, the competition between her and Chloe is. It's very close. So, yeah. I mean, if you want to bring back a dancer, that's kind of on Maddie's level, I think. Mm-hmm. She is a fantastic dancer. I'm going to stick up for Cameron and say that. But, you know, it's Abby's studio, so she can do whatever the hell she wants to.
And I would think by this time, like, they wouldn't really be assuming anything or expecting anything. Like, just, you know, show up to Pyramid and go with the flow. But, I mean, I'm sure that... The last thing on Cameron and her mother's mind when they got asked to appear back in this episode was, you know, Chloe and Christy's going to be mad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure they were like, well, I don't know. We can't appear in this episode because Christy's going to be mad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great opportunity to show up, appear again. Mm-hmm. It's not fair, but I mean, that's kind of the name of the game.
It is.
I did think it was kind of obnoxious that Christy expected Jody and Cameron to leave and to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't make sense at all.
It just, well, I mean, and I know, like, the editing and everything makes people look a certain way and, like, worse than they are, but I just feel like she makes it all about Chloe. And, I mean, as a mom, you kind of do that, but you said, like, how could you expect her to leave to, like, do the right thing? This is television.
It's television.
It says Viva Hollywood.
I understand her point of view. I understand her point of view, and at the same time, I'm like, obviously, Jody and Cameron's not going to leave, so why push the issue?
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, why do you think they're really going to leave just because you want them to leave? No, but I understand her position and why she feels that way.
I do too.
Yeah.
But we can get into Pyramid. Now that that's out of the way. On the bottom is Chloe, and I don't really agree with Abby's reasoning. She's on the bottom because of her injury and because she missed a day. But if anything, I think that if you missed a day because of an injury and you come back and you learn the choreography, that's something to praise and not to put her on the bottom for.
I definitely don't think Chloe should have been punished for... taking care of something that needed medical attention. Mm-hmm. I think that was a little dramatic on Abby's part.
Yeah. For sure.
I do too, and it just made her like feel all the more bad about herself for having an injury.
Yeah, because the last thing she wants is to, like Christy said, to give Abby that, you know, pull her from nationals or anything, take away something.
Any like little thing and Abby will, you know, eat that up.
Right. Oh, and she will. Aww. She has. And next on the pyramid is Mackenzie. She needs to have bigger faces, and she was late on the one section in the routine.
But she's so little. How do you have a big face when you're that little?
Yeah, she's so tiny. I love Mackenzie.
She's cute.
So cute. Next is Kendall. She let her teammate beat her, but I think Nia did a fantastic job. So.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely fantastic.
Why bring that up? You're kind of putting Nia down at the same time with that.
Well, and I liked how Jill stood up for this.
Sorry, guys. I thought my phone was on vibrate.
I like how Jill stood up for the situation. She was like, but you do have a first place of 11-year-old, and that's Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
So when Maddie's gone, here's your first place, 11-year-old. Yeah.
She was always quick to speak up.
She's quicker these days, maybe even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Jill.
Mm-hmm.
She's a firecracker. Maddie is next, and there was really no reason for her to be there, other than the fact that
she's Maddie.
Yeah,
she's like, well, I guess you can't be first, so you'll just be next runner up to first.
And I'm surprised that she didn't come up with some reason why she could put Nia in Maddie's spot and vice versa. I was surprised. I was like, very well deserved.
Yeah.
But I'm just surprised she didn't pull something out and say, okay, well, this is how it's going to be because they're my rules.
Yeah. You didn't talk loud enough, and that's why you're runner-up to first place.
You were breathing through your words, and that's why you're runner-up.
Yeah.
Awful.
Right. Just
awful.
Always something.
Yeah.
Always something. But on top of the pyramid is Nia.
Yay,
Nia. I mean, I was so excited for her last... I haven't been here a while, so I really haven't got to talk about anything, but I was so proud of Nia.
Mm-hmm.
Such a deserved win, and... I think, you know, it's been a long time coming for her.
Yeah, totally. So deserved. And she really, like, rose to the occasion and was so strong. Mm-hmm. I loved her vocal points. And it was so deserved.
So good.
And Nia's really come into her own. And I think that's so great to see because she was so shy at the beginning. And now she's, and even in this episode, she's starting to voice her opinion more and not really, like, hold back her thoughts, which I think is so great.
Yeah, her mom's Dr. Holly. She, like... praises the fact that I think Nia probably speaks her mind, and mm-hmm. I think that's really good on
Holly. Can we talk about Holly for a second? Because she, since last episode, has looked so hot on TV. I don't know if she got a stylist or like
her hair, gorgeous. And makeup. Yeah. It was all over to the side, and a little like smooth fit
Holly's
situation.
Holly's stunning. She's really tall. She's stunning. She's super pretty.
Mm-hmm. She's got it going on.
She's got a new stylist.
Snap for her. Mm-hmm. Get it, Holly.
Sassy mama, sassy daughter.
Sassy Holly, yes. Holly. And since Pyramid's done, we learned that they are going to be doing another group routine, The Heist. And it's not jazz or lyrical or contemporary. It's everything.
Everything.
And I agree with Holly in the sense that... why are they learning another routine mm-hmm. when they should be resting and going over everything else? But in the same token, it's a routine for Abby's mom. So it's like, I don't really know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a great performance, but I think there comes a point where you just push these kids so much. Mm-hmm. And there's just got to be a breaking point. And I'm kind of just starting to wonder, like, when that breaking point's going to come. I mean, it's kind of coming for Chloe because she's injured now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and that's what happens when you get tired. You injure yourself.
Right.
So
yeah, they need a break. They need a break. They need to just, you know, they have all these, like we talked about, all these routines to remember that they haven't done in a really long time. And now they're learning another one. I would be so frustrated and stressed out.
I didn't really understand what the heist had to do with her mom, though.
Yeah.
The whole ring situation, I wish they had explained that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Abby loves rings. I think maybe that's where it kind of comes from. Abby loves rings. She's always has tons of rings on her finger. And I think that maybe she didn't think her mom had a big enough ring.
Or maybe her mom had a really big ring. Because that ring was big.
That was huge. It was like, I don't know.
It was like a pillow.
But it wasn't like a very like loving routine. I mean, they were like sneaky. They were sneaky and conniving and like trying to steal this diamond. But I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
We don't get it.
It was
a great performance, though.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Amazing.
And we are learning that they are going to be doing a 45-second solo challenge, which is kind of their audition for national solos.
Which is not fair.
No.
Not at all.
Why is it not fair? I just want to hear why you're saying it's not fair.
Well, I mean, if they haven't proven themselves already, if they haven't proven themselves already, then the time has come and gone.
Yeah.
And she already has in her mind who she's going to bring anyway. And it's just like Nia said a couple times in the episode, it doesn't matter like how good of a flawless performance that you do, she's going to pick who she wants in the end. She has her favorites. So they just have to go through this 45-second routine, you know. Just for her.
For like nothing.
And also, I think in terms of exhaustion, we don't know what place those performances happen in the concert in general. So for all we know, it could have been at the end and all those girls were exhausted because they did the 45-second solos, but then on YouTube, they also did the full solos.
Oh, they did?
Yes. Oh. So, like, Mackenzie, you know, she missed the aerial, but she nailed it in the full performance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm not sure it's entirely fair to judge it off of 45 seconds when they go back and they nail the entire solo.
I agree, both of you. Like, they've done solos throughout the entire season, so why do I have to prove myself once again to get a solo at Nationals?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they've done these solos, and they've killed them before, and... why do I have to do it again to show you that I can do it well at Nationals? It's like, you know.
She knows the dancers. She knows their strong points, and she knows exactly who she's taking.
Yeah. And she does.
Yeah.
Obviously, Maddie's a shoo-in, so.
Yeah. She says that.
Yeah.
Shoo-in.
There's no, like, beating around the bush on that one.
Yeah, she's exempt from this challenge, and she's definitely getting a solo at Nationals if she doesn't have any other professional work coming up, you know, when they're in L.A., so.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's one solo left, so only one person's going to get it.
And right.
Just a race to the top. I know who gets it, but...
Oh, of course he does.
Sorry, guys. and they have to choose their best 45-second choreography that they've done at competition, which we're just clarifying. And like I said, two solos for Nationals, and Abby's the only judge, whereas when they're at competition... there's three judges that pick the winner. So now it's just Abby.
The judge, the jury, and the executioner. Yeah. That was kind of a dramatic
yeah.
description to call herself.
It was.
An executioner.
I've always wanted to be a leader of children and call myself an executioner.
That's very motivating.
I know. Very motivating.
I'm the executioner.
Do your best. Smile. Project to me.
Yeah. Or you'll be executed. Right. I'm the executioner. We move upstairs to, this is, I feel like, one of the biggest points of the episode. The conversation between Cameron, and, not Cameron, Christy and Jody about Cameron and Chloe competition. And Jody thought that it was okay, still thinks it okay, that Abby went to the judges and is basically defending Abby, saying that, you know, she just had a question. She wasn't trying to sabotage Chloe, blah, blah, blah. Sticking up for Abby. Mm-hmm. And do you guys think it, I mean, do you guys think it was okay that Abby, whatever she wanted to talk about, she went to the judges. Is it okay?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so at all. I mean, I think it's underhanded and sly. And Chloe won. I don't know why she was upset about that.
I agree.
You know? I mean, maybe if you want to see the score sheets, then, like, ask for the score sheets, but I don't think she needs to go and contest, mm-hmm. you know, why didn't Cameron win? Why did Chloe win?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's a person to go talk to. There's a tabulator. There's a competition director. Mm-hmm. The judges are people, they're professionals, and they're sitting there doing their job, and they write down their scores, and that's it. They push along the score sheets, and that's that. They know what they're doing. They know what they're watching, and for you to question them is like,
yeah,
or even...
Yeah. Well, coming from her, she certainly doesn't like to be questioned. Mm-mm. And she said that in so many episodes, you know, don't question me, or you're questioning my choreography, you're questioning my, you know, my teacher leadership skills or whatever. So she doesn't have a right to go and ask them anything. Like you said, let them do their job. She mm-hmm. won. She's on her team.
Yeah.
It's, you
know. That's what I didn't understand. I just didn't understand, like, she is your dancer. You trained her since she was a baby. And now you're sitting here complaining about...
how good she is.
How yeah. good she is and why she... I mean, like, I'm confused. Yeah.
I think she sense. Just... she's just like a black sheep to be nice.
Yeah.
And she just went over there. She wanted to, you know... because nobody really knows... well, you might know, like, what she said.
Oh, I know what she said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was there for the entire conversation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So...
which is kind of what led to Christy calling me on the episode. Yeah. and I just have to say that everyone on Twitter has been so amazing, and I've gotten great comments and things from everybody on Twitter, so thank you. I think I got one hater tweet about how I was a big Abby fan, and they were like, I couldn't believe you. You're unprofessional. Everyone's going to hate you in the dance world.
They were an Abby fan?
They were an Abby fan, so.
Oh, do they have kids? Probably
not. Probably not. They don't understand it. but exactly, I mean, I just want to say that TV is TV. Editing happens. You didn't hear mine and Christy's full conversation. There was lots of things that we talked about, and things get placed in different places when it comes to editing. Mm-hmm. And I will say this. Abby never tried to get the scores changed. I don't know how that conversation got edited to be the way it did last night. But Abby only, like, tried to sabotage Chloe's name and couldn't believe that Chloe won. And that, I mean, Chloe won and Cameron should have won and had all these things to say about Chloe. I said it before on AfterBuzz. Everything that I said was exactly the way it happened. And but the way the conversation played out last night was a little... kind
not
of all over the place.
I always think the editing is so interesting for the show, because if you watch the tweets of the moms come in during the show, especially Christy, she'll like write in all caps and be like, oh my gosh, this is not what I said. They took that out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
it happens
yeah.
every show multiple times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it was very hard when I was having the conversation with her. It was very hard to hear her. I was at work at Disney and there was lots of background noise, and I don't remember recall the entire conversation, but I'm saying here now.
So they didn't set it. They didn't set the conversation up. You literally just got a call out of the blue when you were at work.
It was a text from producer saying, "Hey, Christy wants to call you about what happened with Chloe. Can you talk?" Yes, I can.
And then, oh, okay.
And
gotcha.
Then it happened.
Okay.
So and that's how it just all played out.
Okay.
Yeah, I have the platform to talk about the right thing, and I think it was the right thing to do. Abby was in the wrong, and. Why not do the right thing?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Abby's trying to sabotage her own student. It's not okay.
That makes no sense. Do you know why she would want to do that?
I think it has to do with Abby wanting her hand in Chloe's cookie jar. Like, I think Abby...
Her contract?
Yeah, I think Abby wanted control of Chloe's career, and Christy and Chloe didn't want to be, you know, controlled by Abby, and Abby didn't like that.
Yeah, they broke free,
yeah,
and she didn't like that.
They didn't want to sign the. They didn't want to sign the studio contract. Yeah. Chloe stopped taking classes at the studio. I understand Abby's point of view where your a student that's not at your studio is now reaping the benefits, and I understand her point of view. You know, mm-hmm. It's frustrating seeing this kid who's now not part of your business, like, reaping the benefits. But at the same time, it's still not okay.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just playing devil's
not okay. Yeah.
Just playing devil's advocate.
Agreed.
A little bit. But yeah, that happened. I was like, oh gosh, that conversation's just so awkward. But I do agree with Christy. Abby has been setting Chloe up to fail for a long time. And mm-hmm. So, yeah. How hilarious the Abby dunk tank.
Oh my God.
Great.
It was even more hilarious what Kendall said after the dunk tank.
She's a sea creature.
Yeah.
A very big and powerful sea creature.
Yes. And she said it like... A big and powerful, you know?
Yeah. Kind of scared.
Yeah.
It reminded me of, like, Ursula for a little bit. When Kendall was, like, describing it, she was like, a big and powerful sea. I was like, Ursula.
Well, and I thought it was so funny when they went back after Kendall said that and slow-mo'd her going into the tank, and you just see, like, legs laying in the water.
Yeah.
Like, just feet.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so true.
And they kind of focused in on the feet and calves for a second.
So great.
So
what were the two guys doing there? Were they, like, running the dunk tank?
Abby loves hot boys around her all the time. Young hot boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, she's a cougar, for sure.
Interesting.
She likes to hire people. Sorry.
Might want to clarify that.
Dress rehearsal. They are rehearsing all their stuff, and Chloe comes back with her foot in pain, mm-hmm. and I just feel awful for Chloe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, what? She's been performing at this thing for the past 12 years, and now all of a sudden she can't do it for the first time.
Since she was, like, one or two?
I don't know how old she
started. For 12 years, I think she said she'd been with
her. Isn't she only 12, though?
I think she's, like, 14-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how... I think 13, 14, you guys are going to, like, execute us for not knowing the ages. But, sorry.
Well, she's not performing if she's a newborn.
Just on stage crawling.
She came out of the womb doing a port-a-bras.
She was in the recital, like... Christy's very concerned with the injury, but Chloe still wants to dance.
Yeah. I can understand that, though, from, like, an athlete perspective. I think you see that across every single sport. Like, when I played volleyball, I remember playing in nationals in Orlando, and I had a partially torn rotator cuff, and I, like, played through the tournament. So I totally understand where Chloe's coming from.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, is it the smartest decision to do, especially when you're that young?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That kind of sets you up. Your body's still growing, and if you have a fracture in your toes, that's important. That could lead to... You know, a bigger fracture, bigger stress fracture, a break possibly.
She might not understand that at her age, but you do have to stop and take care of yourself. Even now, I was doing Insanity, and I was like loving the results, and it was like perfect for me. I could do it in my garage, and I hurt my knee, and I was like, I'm just gonna ignore it and just keep going. No, I totally like
bad news bears.
Yeah, bad news bears with my knees. So. I don't want to sit out now. I'm not performing. I'm just working out in my garage.
I want to keep working out.
Well, it's hard when you have such an active life and it's a part of your routine every day. I mean, it's hard to sit out.
Yeah, I had a stress fracture in my foot when I was in a contract in Japan, and I had a cast on for a month, and I sat in my room in my bed for a month.
Oh my
gosh. Crutches.
Oh my gosh.
So I fully understand
it. Oh, awful.
I went from working 5 days a week, doing five shows a day, to literally in my bed with a cast on.
Did you eat a lot of food?
Yeah, I gained some weight.
You did? I wasn't going to ask that. That's why I asked the food question.
Because I gained some weight.
If that was me, I would gain, like, at
so
least 20
weight.
Pounds.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. But I worked them off for sure. Low carb, no sugar diet. But we find out Chloe has a buckle fracture in her foot. I'm not really sure what a buckle fracture is.
It's like it's a hairline fracture. She had a really minor fracture in her foot. It's not in her toe. And it was like in the second metacarpal. So like if this is your foot, I think it's like right in here.
Okay.
But I mean, I thought it was really good that Chloe brought in I mean, Christy brought in the x-ray.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Proof.
Yeah. She's like,
here's your proof. I'm not lying.
Yeah. And she wanted to show her, because she thinks that Chloe's going to be okay for national. She wanted to show her how minute it was, but.
You know what? Honestly, though, I would rather sit. I know it's her second season out, but I'd rather sit out of nationals and be completely healed. Mm-hmm. So to that extent, I understand. And I think Abby was looking out for Chloe in that moment.
Yeah.
I don't think she was trying to sabotage Chloe, like Christy said, at all.
Yeah, I think we finally see sometimes that Abby has a heart.
Sometimes,
and,
yeah.
Sometimes. And she was, I feel like she was looking out for Chloe as well. You know, she's like, she needs to get better and not continue to hurt herself. And I don't think that it would be safe for Chloe to dance at nationals.
I don't think so.
Especially when you're gonna like do a point performance.
Yeah, you're not running in tennis shoes,
and it's putting so much stress on your feet in the first place.
Yeah, especially where that buckle fracture, as you said, it's in her like in between her toes. Like all that pressure on your toes, like when your foot's like that, that's dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. It's up in her foot, but still, it's still like everything's squeezed together. Yeah. So, mm-hmm.
Especially when all your weight's on top of that.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. But
yeah,
never mind.
So we find out she has a fracture, and then the solos that they chose, Kendall chose her applause solo. Nia chose her goodbye Maya solo. Mackenzie chose her out of my mind solo, which I loved it. I judged that routine, and she killed it when she did that. Cameron chose Fate, the solo that Chloe beat her, that they competed against. And Sarah was practicing On My Own, but I don't think she ever got to do it.
I don't think so.
Her mom is the saboteur completely. And I think that if Chrissy was a little bit less abrasive and crazy, that Sarah would actually have a chance, because Abby does like her and she is an awesome dancer.
Mm-hmm. Abby does like little Sarah.
She does.
She doesn't like her mom. Mm-mm. Her mom has
I don't like her mom.
No.
Her mom, I don't feel, is like the smartest woman. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have all of her. In Missouri, we say cooking on all four burners. She's got, you know what I mean? Like, she's just kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, and also, it hurt me to watch Sarah beg her mom to not make her go back into the studio. Mm-hmm. And Chrissy just kept pushing her.
Yeah, she wouldn't stop.
It was kind of pathetic, really, and it was so sad for Sarah. Yeah.
I felt like Sarah was just so flooded at that moment that she almost just, like, jumped out of her own skin because she didn't know what to do. She was just up to here with emotion, and she wanted to leave, and it was like Holly said, you take a lead with your child and you decide, you know, is this too much? Do we need to pull back? And Chrissy could not make that decision. She could not, even us on the other end of the television, we could read her child much mm-hmm. more than she could. And I think that's like really pushing her kid over the edge.
So like that's a real dance mom. All this craziness that we're seeing on TV, that's not what I've experienced
right.
with dance moms. That's a dance mom.
Like, get back in there.
Yeah. That's a real dance mom, which is like too much. But I think Sarah understood Abby's reasoning. I think she understood, hey, the numbers don't match up. I know why I'm not in the routine. Yeah. And then Chrissy just makes it worse.
Well, you know? The thing that I wrote down was Abby didn't explain it in a tactful, grown-up, adult way why she was out of the number.
True.
It didn't have anything to do with she wasn't doing it right, she couldn't do it. It just didn't look good with the numbers.
Uh-huh.
You know, an odd number looks better. And so she never explained that to Chrissy or Sarah. Sarah got it because she was in the room. And then once Chrissy came in and like made her first lunge, Abby fed off of that like anger and just kept going. She could have backed up and been like, hey, like Chloe's out, so Sarah's going to be out because the numbers don't look good with the choreography. But she just kept going and going, and it just went from
there. The moms tried to help her out too. They were like,
a little bit.
Don't go down there and say this is not fair and blah blah blah, and she totally did not listen to their advice.
Well, I think at the beginning when she like initially went down, she kind of took their advice and was calm, but then like as she realized she was losing Abby and losing the battle, she got whinier and whinier until she was finally like, this isn't fair.
I think she just went in there with the wrong approach. She was like, can she do it? no, Abby's not going to let her do it. You know this. You know fighting with her. You know saying this or that is not going to work. So why?
Right.
And why? I don't even think if she knew the reasoning, she probably would have acted just like how she always acts. But I feel like she should not have gone down there in the first place.
Yeah.
Every time...
Mom's kind of sent her into the lion's den.
Yeah. They kind of sent her to the lion's den. They did, but then they were trying to be nice, but then they knew what they were doing, I feel like.
There's another fly in here.
There is.
Oh my gosh, it's like flying all around here. And they're big here. I don't know why. They're like mutant flies. I don't know why they're so big.
We were battling one episode.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. We were.
I had like three last week and I was doing Red Band and I was like, what's going on in here? I don't get it. But yeah, Christy is crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy Christy. When I was judging the energy competition, I went with Gina back there to, like, talk to the moms a little bit. Gina wanted to go say hi to the moms. And we were back there, and I don't know, Christy came out of nowhere. Like, we were not even talking about Sarah or to her daughter. We're talking about the thing. And she's like, I think the moms brought up to Gina, the competition director, they're like, you just want your daughter on Abby's team, don't you? Because Mary danced for the Candy Apples team. Mm-hmm. And Christy was like, well, she doesn't need your daughter. She already has my daughter. I was like, shut up. Wow. We're not talking about Sarah or you.
Wow.
Take it to a two, please.
Yeah.
Enough. Christy and Jody go at it for a little bit, which was kind of crazy. It came out of nowhere. I felt like, why? It's not worth it.
No.
Not worth it.
No.
And I just still think Christy had no right. Sorry. I think my eyes just crossed. But I just still think Christy had no right to tell her that she should do the right thing and go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a battle that is not going to be won, so what? But we all love and know Christy for her very honest and upfront
vocal
demeanor. So what else did we expect?
Yeah. It's like what I said earlier. Did she really think, like, Cameron and her mom are just going to pack their bags because, you know.
Bye, guys. Christy wants us to go. So see you next week in Nationals.
We're going to honor that.
Yeah. We're going to do the right thing today. See ya.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia. We're leaving. Where are we going next? Sorry, I have all these notes.
Well...
You want to talk about the dance concert?
Yes, sorry, we were going there. I was, like, reading over everything, make sure I got everything out about Christy, because that was important. The dance concert, Cameron's the lead in the group, which I forgot to say. Cameron got the lead in the group, and that's what kind of intensified that whole, I feel like, argument and situation.
Which wasn't fair.
Yeah.
And then Chloe was in the back for the one rehearsal she was in.
Yeah, and Christy does have a point with, she's like, Chloe's in the back again. Like, that would make me really mad.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I mean, yeah.
Especially over a new girl.
Why was she the lead? Why was, just because? She just...
You know
any
what?
Thoughts?
Cameron, I believe, is a regular student now at Abby Lee Dance Company.
Oh.
So I think regardless of whether or not she's on the select ensemble, she is just a good student. And Abby knows she's reliable. And Maddie always, I mean, maybe she's giving Maddie a break.
Yeah. So the girl with the unsigned contract goes in the back.
Yeah.
And the regular student goes up front. Got it.
Yeah.
Check.
That whole situation, it frustrates me. You know, Chloe is a phenomenal dancer, and whatever the situation between Abby and Christy is should not affect. Wow, I was trying to affect and reflect in one word. Affect her daughter.
I totally agree.
And this is a reoccurring trend we've seen on Dance Moms forever. Whatever the mom does, it affects their child's position.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's so frustrating because it should never be that. The child should never be dragged into it. And Abby is huge on bringing children into the situation and being really immature.
And punishing them via their parents.
Yeah.
I
never understood it. I never.
No.
And I'll never get it because I don't agree with it. So even if she tried to explain it to me, I'm a dance teacher. And I've dealt with frustrating parents. But that doesn't mean I'm going to go in the room and be like, I hate you. You're going to the back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because your mom was rude to me. You're going to the back.
Yeah, I'm not choreographing your solo. I hate your mom.
Yeah. No, I mean, just, in the real world, you keep those separate. The mom separate and the kids separate. But here, obviously, it's television, so everything's kind of together.
Exploding.
Kind of cray cray. And so we get to the concert. The group, this fly is right there, and
driving
I could
me crazy.
Smash it if I wanted to. We get to the concert, and one thing that I felt really bad for during the group routine was that Chloe was crying, literally in tears.
That was heartbreaking. Like, I wanted to cry for her. I was tearing up. That was so sad.
Because she's worked so hard, and she's endured so much and put up with so much, and she just wants to be dancing with her friends at the dance concert.
Yeah, and it could be frustrating seeing Cameron now shining on stage.
Yeah, that's the new favorite of the select
ensemble. Yeah.
And when Chloe went to the interview part, or when they showed the interview of her, she was like, you know, it's hard being there and having Cameron be the lead. And she kind of, like, subtly pointed that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chloe's a very sweet girl, and I don't see her being, like, you know, really spiteful or being, you know, jealous or dramatic. But I could see it, you know, it hurting her because that has been a reoccurring thing since Nationals and them finding out about what happened with Abby and the whole situation. So she's hurt. Her feelings are hurt. And I love Chloe.
I
am Team Chloe all the way. I'm Team All the Girls.
Yeah,
I've said it a thousand times.
Yep.
I would stick up for any of those girls any day.
Yeah.
Regardless of who it is. Yeah. Like, if it was Nia or Kendall or even Brooke and Paige when they were on the show, if Abby went to the judges and tried to do that to one of the students, I would do it for anybody or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I love those girls, and they're all amazing. So, yeah. Solo time. Who do you guys think did the best solo that day at the concert?
I think Nia did.
I think Kendall did.
Okay.
I think Kendall, and I think it's interesting that Abby put this on, or made this observance on Cameron's performance, but how she projected her facial expressions, because I went back and, like, watched that Cameron performance, and she just smiles the entire time.
Yes.
It's Kendall who projects her facial expressions, and especially because those camera shots in the show weren't that close up, and I could see all of them. So that must have been editing, and I feel like Abby must have said that about Kendall, because it doesn't make sense that it was said about Cameron.
Yeah, I don't know.
She did. She said she smiled the entire time about Cameron. Yeah.
What?
Never mind.
Huh? What?
What?
I don't get it.
I like Nia's solo the best.
Yeah, Nia, that solo is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Mackenzie, which Abby says outright that she has no chance because she's a new age category. And I think it's Maddie's age category that she's in now. So, and we all know that Maddie's getting the solo. So Mackenzie's kind of out of the running.
Bummer. Just because she's young.
Yeah. And that little fight between Maddie and Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Little, now we see the real.
I saw
drama.
That little, the little slap. Was it a little slapping? Little
it was
drama?
Like a slap and a slap and a kick and a.
Yeah.
Maddie was like, sorry, you're crying, baby.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice to see, though, because that's how real sisters act, and you just see them being so positive with each other on the show. I thought it was a refreshing scene.
Yeah, it's real. It's like real. Real life.
Yeah. It was nice that they didn't cut that out so we could see that part.
I love the little parts with the girls.
It's a different dynamic because we see so much of this mama drama, and we get, and I love when the girls get to interact and talk and be funny, like when we heard Kendall earlier doing her little confessional about Abby. It's it's nice to see them too, and I say that Abby Lee Miller would never be anything without those girls, because America has fallen in love with them.
Yes.
And that's what has been the driven success for that show, those girls.
Yeah. The fans watch the show for the girls, and they follow, you know, the girls. And, like, we've watched them grow up through, like, the first episode through now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So they're important in the show, too. Cameron Falls, what?
I just wanted to say something, like, because, you know, Abby, right before all the solos started, she said how this could determine your life. And I loved how, in that little powwow backstage, Kendall pointed out and clarified that it's not life, it's Dance Life. And I was like, thank God someone said that, because this is not these girls' end-all, be-all life.
Thank God she's smart.
Yes, she's very smart, and it proves that she gets it.
Yeah.
And if she gets it, then they probably all get it. Like, this is just, you know, a little fraction of their life right now.
And the conversation seemed like they were kind of making fun of Abby, honestly, for being, like, that dramatic about it.
Yeah. I think they know that Abby is just a little wah-wah sometimes, and they're kind of, they know. Yeah. We just don't get to see much of them, like, knowing a little and being smart about everything.
Mm-hmm. We don't get to see them sass around about Abby, but that would be interesting.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. I know I would if my dance teacher treated me like that.
Can you imagine the car rides on the way home? Oh, I can't believe this. She said that.
Crying. Lots of crying.
Lots of crying.
What I never understand is why Abby's pep talks are so abrasive. Like, any time before they go out for a performance or, like, this competition, and she's so abrasive. And when I was a dancer and I went to competition, when my teacher was like, I love you guys, whatever you do out there, I'm so proud of you regardless. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to go on stage and kill it. That motivated me. Like, I don't get motivated by, like, this is going to be the most important audition of your life. And
This is going to change your life. Yeah. Her pep talks are they're nothing but destruction, really. They just destruct, and they don't do any uplifting whatsoever. But I think that's kind of what she wants. She wants to kind of keep them, like, under her control.
Yeah.
It's just so messed up, in my opinion, because you should be building the girls up, not tearing them down right before they go out and perform something.
Especially if it's this big an audition that you're talking about. Give them confidence. Don't make them scared.
Yeah.
They know what's laying on the line.
Yeah. Because when I go in for an audition and I know something's big on the line, I get scared, and that affects my performance.
Right. I try to not think about it.
Yeah.
Like, the more you think about it and think about how important it is and how it could change your life, then the worse the outcome is, actually.
I feel like that, too. You got to kind of go in with a clear mind and try to block everything out. So I hope they're learning that along the way, learning how to block whatever she says out and just go out and dance.
Because
that's the beauty of everything.
Right.
Just go out and dance and enjoy this thing that you're
living
and spending all your time doing and learning. And so I hope they're doing that along the way. Cameron falls from her turns, which is like, whoa, she fell from her turns. She's this big thing.
Huge thing.
Yeah. And Abby doesn't recognize it when she gives the critiques back to the moms.
That is
ridiculous.
Not fair. It's not even nitpicky. Like, it was blatantly obvious. She fell out of her turns. All of the moms noticed. We noticed. And then for her to not write it on the critique, it makes it all the more, like, red flag that she does pick who she wants.
Yeah, the favoritism, like they said, is blatantly obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. And Abby is a trained professional. She knows that Cameron fell out of those turns. She knows it.
She knows.
Yes.
If anybody knows it, it's Abby that knows it. And for her not to pick that out baffles me. I'm like, shouldn't you? But maybe she was like, well, Cameron knows she fell out of the turns. But I know all those girls know when they make mistakes, so it doesn't even excuse it.
And Cameron even pointed out when she walked off stage that she made the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
She knows.
Yeah.
I guess they started the music late, but still, I don't think that...
I don't know. Yeah.
Making excuses for yourself a little bit. A little bit. That kind of... I feel like... I love the pep talk between Nia and Christy, actually. And ending.
I did, too.
Loved it.
Yeah. Christy really uplifts Nia, and she's like, I know I'm not nationals, I know I'm not the judges, but you did the best out there, and you have come so far.
And you're your mother's daughter.
Yeah, your mother's daughter.
And Holly is one tough cookie.
She is.
I love Holly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she's...
I bet she's awesome to hang out with.
She is. When I did the Freaks Like Me video with Todrick, I drove all around with her trying to pick up these lights, and she is such an awesome person to talk to and converse with, and she's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
She's so smart, and she gets it, and she's very aware of everything. And
what did she say? Like, was she just like, I'm on this journey with my daughter, and or just kind of go with the flow, or?
She was just very all about Nia's journey. She told me positive moments in, like, Nia's life about how when Shangela came on the show, how it changed Nia's outlook on, you know, dancing, to, like, be yourself and to work hard. And, you know, Shangela uplifted her and just kind of talked about that. Nia knows, Holly knows who Abby is, and but she's appreciative of this opportunity that, you know, has been given to her, and, you know, they're mm-hmm. getting to experience regardless of the drama. But like I said, Holly's smart, and, you know, she's not in it just to, if Nia wanted to stop, I would stop for Nia, like, you know, but
yeah.
Again, they're all binded by contracts, so.
Hard to stop.
Yeah.
Is it true that they signed a 6th season?
Yeah, I think this is the 4th season. I'm not sure about how many seasons, but they signed a long contract. When you get those reality TV contracts like that and it becomes successful, you get kind of signed into these. You're in it for this many seasons if we get picked up. So okay. They're kind of binded to these contracts, okay. And they're hard to get out of.
Okay.
So regardless of what happens, I think unless there's like Kelly, she kind of got to get out of her contract because there was a physical
fight.
Yeah, which might have been a, you know, clause in the contract saying there's no physical violence or whatever.
If you pull hair and break skin, you can get out of your contract.
So I said that to Christy. I was like, if I was in your position, I would have tackled her a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. I'm done.
Yeah.
Done. Just Street Fighter on her. But yeah, and I think what led Nia to that crying, you know, thing is that she kind of knew all along that, like you guys said before, you don't have to be the best. Abby's just going to pick her favorite. And that kind of made her sad.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because Abby was on E! Yesterday, and she was talking about how she loves Terrence so much over Jason. And she goes, well, you know, you always have a favorite. You have to have a favorite. And I was like, it's interesting that you said that as a co-host on a show.
Mm-hmm. Because
it parallels.
They're going to have their favorite, and it's not going to be you, Abby.
Right, yeah.
Nope. I can probably guarantee that.
That's pretty rude.
It was interesting. I think that was her first time, like, actually hosting a show. So she
did
was
she do
of,
a good job?
I honestly didn't watch the whole show. No. I watched the first
half. You were like...
They did do a dance-off, though. She judged all of the hosts.
Abby danced?
No.
She judged.
Actually, Jason tried to get her to dance, and she wouldn't.
Oh.
She kind of just, like, shuffled around.
Interesting.
But it's a funny little skit. Yeah.
Did it come on already?
Yeah, it was on last night. It was last night's episode.
It was live on E!
No, it was E! News.
E! News. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's Maria, live on E! Okay.
Yes.
I want to go back and watch that. The fly is on you.
No, no, no. Thank you. Sorry.
Are we?
I don't
know. I thought that was your cue.
Oh, no, no.
No.
Sorry. Yeah, I have to go back and watch that Abby thing because that's probably funny to watch.
It's a funny episode to watch, for sure.
Go back and watch it. So I guess we can go into news and gossip because...
Okay. TV News.
If all of you guys tuned into Dancing with the Stars last night, Maddie performed with Allison Holker.
Amazing.
And she was phenomenal.
I think it was better, like, than the music video.
It was.
Oh my.
It was a little bit more intense somehow.
It was so cool.
It's so character. Like, in a.
I watched it like three or four times.
Yeah. No words, I know. I just. The way they hit things, and I felt like they were gonna, like, break themselves.
I felt like they danced together their entire lives. Mm-hmm. The way they moved together so flawlessly.
Yeah.
What kind of shocks me, because I know Maddie's really talented, but this 12-year-old girl, however old Maddie is, was on the same level as Allison Holker. And Allison Holker was, you know, was a So You Think You Can Dance favorite, an all-star. Mm-hmm. Now she's professional and Dancing with the Stars. And now Maddie's on the same level dancing with her and keeping up.
Yes.
I think she was almost better. I think she kind of stole the spotlight. I mean, I think Allison was amazing, but Maddie was just... she had her game on.
Yeah. It was incredible to watch two of them do that type of choreography. I've never mm-hmm. seen that type
so
of choreography.
Cool.
And I love Ryan Heffington. He is out of the box, and his mind is colorful, and I love it.
It was so out of the box. I mean, when you talk about coloring with all of your colors, they had them all out.
They had them all awesome. Out. The entire crayon box.
Yeah.
All over the floor. I think Allison added a whole new dimension to it, and she mm-hmm. was so in character, and Maddie, and it was so good.
When they stood on the sofa facing each other and then fell, it was amazing.
Oh,
that was so cool.
It was cool. I like the when they were sitting at the school chairs.
Yeah.
I like that part.
I mean, everything. That entire performance. I literally got chills watching it. I texted Melissa. I was like, I know you must have been in tears. She was like, I was crying the entire time. I was like, ugh. And I'm so proud
like,
of her.
It was like creepy at some points with the eye thing and, you know, yeah. Yeah,
I got it. It's Maddie's move. She has a picture with Channing Tatum doing
yes.
that.
Yeah, doing it.
Yeah, it's the new, like...
That's like
a new selfie.
Yeah, that's going to be, like, the new thing.
Yeah, I...
It was just... I don't have words. I mean, I can't even say it's phenomenal. It's, like, better than that.
I was watching it at work this morning, and because it's... We record, like, a ton of shows at E, and I just kept being like, oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh, like out loud, and people must have thought I was crazy, but it was
it's
so
that good.
Good.
Yeah. We watched it at work today at Disney, and we all sat there after I've watched it like 5 times at home. So, just Maddie's, as much as this show focuses on like Abby being favorite, you know, Maddie's Abby's favorite, I can see why. Maddie is beyond her years right now. She's so incredibly talented, and I can see why you don't have to have a favorite because there's so many good students, but. Maddie's beyond her years right now.
She is.
And she's put in the extra work, so.
Mm-hmm.
She's dedicated her life.
She's given up a lot. She's given up all of her school. She's homeschooled, and that's her life. And, you know, I guess when you put the hard work in, they will come.
You reap the benefits.
Yeah, you reap the benefits.
And I'm so proud of her. You know, she's doing so well, and I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
So now, I think that's all for news and gossip, unless you guys have anything else.
Well, it's day 9 of the Miracle Marathon for Chloe.
Oh, yay.
So she's challenging everyone to donate $5 to the cause.
Mm.
You can use the hashtag Team Chloe for that.
Yeah.
Team Chloe.
Yeah.
Go donate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$5, guys. Why not? There's Starbucks in the morning.
Yes. And also, Abby's birthday was on Sunday.
Happy birthday, Abby.
Happy birthday.
As much as I don't like her, her teaching methods and antics on the show, I have nothing against her. You know, she is who she is.
She deserves a decent birthday. Yeah. A birthday.
She's human and she has a heart.
I'm like, she was born. She deserves a birthday.
Yeah. And I also had that Chloe's modeling now. She's doing some modeling for Just Kicks. And she did another photo shoot for Shark Cookie, so she's...
She did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
a lot of the girls are doing Shark Cookie. Nia got a photo shoot for Shark Cookie, too.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Kendall got braces.
She did?
Yeah. She Instagrammed, and the caption was like, brace face.
Oh, those girls are going through their awkward stages. do you guys have any predictions for next week, considering it's nationals? Really quick.
I think Chloe's going to be out of nationals. I think Cameron's going to replace her, and I think Cyril will be back on the team.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know if Cyril's going to be back on the team because Abby was screaming at her in the preview for next week.
I know, but I think they want the drama of Christy, so I think she's going to be back. And I see Christy and Kathy doing some kind of.
I cannot
Scrabble.
Wait for that dance off that they do in LA.
That's at Hollywood and Highland. They all were at Hollywood and Highland for that.
Really?
Oh, and did you go to?
Yeah,
no. I want to go to.
It was interesting. I can say that I helped critique and coach a little solo for next week that is competed. I can't. I know everything that happens at nationals, so I don't have any predictions. but you guys, can you tell everyone where they can follow you?
You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lexi Hamaspar.
And you can find me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho, Instagram at Candace Camacho.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at TheFrancisco or Instagram Francisco Thurston. And we will see you guys next week for another reclap. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.